KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Thankfully, there's Todd Bishop from the Seattle tech news site GeekWire. You're going to carry me on this one, Todd.
I am, and there's a Pokemon right over your shoulder.
Is there?
Bill, right, yes.
Okay. I'm just at the age to have sort of missed. I know what Pokemon is, and I know it's from Nintendo, and Nintendo of America is here in Redmond. But suddenly I'm hearing about Pokemon again. Wasn't that a 90s thing?
It was, but suddenly it's 2016. Pokemon Go came out last week, really became a surprise hit in just a few days. This is a new mobile app. It is augmented reality, so it places on top of the real world through your smartphone Pokemon and allows you to capture them and do all sorts of fun things with gyms and all sorts of interesting things that you can do with your friends.
Wait, augmented reality meaning goggles?
No, it's augmented reality through the screen of your smartphone.
Okay. So you hold it up in front of you?
Exactly, and you can see on the real world characters and Pokemon. And so this is essentially taking the world by storm in many ways. And it is so successful so far in terms of the number of downloads. It's on more than 5% of the Android devices out there. It's the top-selling, top-downloaded iPhone game so far over the past week. And Nintendo stock is up 25% today.
25%!
This is a company that has made a huge bet on its own devices, the Nintendo 3DS, the Wii U console, and they were so strong in holding out, not going to smartphones. And here they finally did it after years of waiting. This is the first real game that they put on a smartphone, and it is just taking off.
Okay, two things that sound like no-brainers to me.
Yes.
Doing a game on a smartphone and doing a sequel or some update
yes.
to Pokemon. So why isn't this, I don't understand. Why isn't this obvious? What's the difference between a fail and a hit?
Well,
any thoughts?
So Nintendo has been stubborn about this over the years. They saw success, obviously, for decades with their home consoles, and it just took them a while to get used to the idea of doing it on a smartphone. And the Nintendo franchises have such cult followings that you're seeing that then mesh with the portability and the accessibility of a smartphone app. And on top of that, you've got the twist here of this makes you get out into the real world. There was a bit of a trending topic over the weekend where all of these video gamers were complaining about their sore legs. You know, they've been out cycling and running around with their friends all weekend. So it actually breaks some of the stereotypes about games. So very hard to find negative things here, although there are questions about the data that the app is collecting from your phone that are just starting to bubble up. So that's something we'll be tracking.
Pokemon data collection.
Exactly.
Okay, I read somebody say Pokemon Go fulfills a fantasy Pokemon fans have had since the games first came out. What if Pokemon were real and inhabited our world?
Absolutely. Now, just imagine if they did this with Mario.
Oh, my gosh.
It would just, the world might just end.
It might tip
yes.
a little bit,
I mean,
the
Axis
thing.
You thought Brexit was a big deal?
Yeah. Hey, finally, I don't know how big a deal this is. I know what Amazon's Dash button is,
yes.
but I've been hearing that, and you've been reporting that they're expanding the Dash to more stuff in your home. What's the deal?
That's right. Dash, the idea is you set it up, you press a button, it reorders common household items. Just recently, Amazon expanded this to toys from Hasbro, Nerf, and Play-Doh, and I'm holding in my hand right now a Play-Doh Dash button. I just pressed it 10 times. I'll be getting 200 24 packs of Play-Doh to my house. No, that's not actually
quite.
Not true. They build in safeguards, but this
you stick
is,
it on to household items. I know they did it with detergent and soup
exactly.
and things, and now it's toys.
Someday you will have a direct mental connection to the Amazon warehouse. Mm-hmm. It'll be telepathy. In the meantime, there is the Amazon Dash button.
So it just orders it. It's on the way.
It is.
Little things. Can they not raise the price on the item without my knowing it? I thought that was the deal. You price shopped.
So you can set it up in advance,
oh.
and there are safeguards. So, for example, if you order multiple items and you didn't mean to, you can cancel them on your phone. So you can review the order on your smartphone before it actually goes through.
But how do I know I'm getting a good deal? I can't price shop if I just push a button and
exactly.
hope for the best. Exactly, Bill. You're on to it. Okay, final, another thing. I have a printer that tells Hewlett-Packard when I'm low on ink.
Yes.
Right, why can't any company bypass Amazon and have me directly order from them?
They can. And Amazon, though, is trying to get in the middle of that, too, with what they call the Dash Replenishment Program, which puts sensors into those devices, just like you're talking about, that automatically reorders from Amazon in exactly the same way.
Right. So theoretically, anybody could do it, but Amazon wants to own so much of the infrastructure to make that happen that they're the default.
And they now have more than 60 million Prime members. numbers in the U.S., so there is a huge advantage to them because they have the direct connection to the customer that HP may not.
Okay, does this make it too easy to spend money? That's the knock, right?
It does. The dash button feels like an intermediary step to me, a bit of a novelty. But that said, I think it points to the direction of where online retail is going.
Todd Bishop with GeekWire, the tech news website. It's great to have you on all the time explaining tech stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
On KUOW's The Record, we're tweeting at KUOW. We're on Facebook, KUOW Public Radio. Thank you for tuning in today.